Once everyone was in for the assembly, and we were sitting crisscross applesauce on the wooden floor, Sinead told us about a writing competition. It would be running in every single primary school in Northern Ireland, both Protestant and Catholic, she said, as if we didn't know what every single primary school meant. Sinead wanted us to imagine what our country would look like in the future, when we were adults in charge of everything. Imagine, she said, what Ballylack will be like in 10 years' time. What do you think will be different? How are you going to shape the future? Once Miss had heard all our ideas, she stood in front of the blackboard for ages, just staring at the competition rules. Right, she said eventually. She let the word right leak out like it was both a word and a sigh. You see, the thing is, I'm not sure they're after essays about not having homework or being able to drink as much cream soda as you fancy. I think they're looking for something a bit more, how should I put this, inspirational, like about peace and getting along together. Do you know what I mean? We all looked at Miss like she was mad. We were 11. Some of us were actually still 10. Half of us had never been out of Northern Ireland. Maddie hadn't even been further than the zoo. When we thought about the future, we couldn't see past the end of Main Street. We couldn't imagine what we didn't know yet.